This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness energy, block bad. Oh. Feel the flow, happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. Oh, my brain has got me under pressure. It's got me under
pressure. All right, Michael. Normally, the whole show Pressure Cooker involves people in our coverage map. Coaches, teams, players, what have you. Teams that we're focusing on. Whether that's the Nuggets, Broncos, Rockies, Avalanche, or a local team. A local college team. I'm going to go a different route on this Monday because it's before the playoffs start. You know, we got several days yet until game one. You know who I think should be in some kind of a pressure cooker? Is Anthony Edwards. The Minnesota Timberwolves superstar. All year, he's had to hear about us whine, bitch, and moan about why Joker should be the MVP over Shea, over Wimby, over Luka. Anthony Edwards played 61 games this year, so he did not hit that threshold for games needed, or 61, yeah, what is it, 65? Played 61, so he's out of the running anyway. But even before that was concluded that he wouldn't play in 65, how many times has Anthony Edwards been mentioned in the MVP conversation? Again, that all is moot because he wouldn't have qualified anyway. But the guy averaged 29 points per game this year. 5 rebounds per game, 3.7 assists per game. Third in the league in scoring, ahead of Jaylen Brown, who's getting some play in that conversation. Tyrese Maxey, Kawhi Leonard, Donovan Mitchell, and Nikola Jokic. If I'm Anthony Edwards, and if I'm the Minnesota Timberwolves, all I've been doing is hearing how these other superstars are much better than yours, or much better than you. I think Anthony Edwards is going to come into this playoff series with a lot of pressure. As far as him being the top dog, when the T-Wolves knocked the Nuggets out in 7, it was like, oh, this is Anthony Edwards' league now. This is his time. He's going to start dominating. Shea started going off after that because remember, the Thunder didn't go that deep that year. Luka was still with the Mavericks at that point. Wimby wasn't a household name. That was just a couple of years ago. Since then, Anthony Edwards has went from, oh, this is going to be his league, to, yeah, he's a really good player, but he's not one of the absolute greats in this game right now. An honor that still belongs to a guy that he has a lot of, I don't know if you have that clip, Mike, but of what Anthony Edwards had to say about Joker earlier in the season, just going off about how great he is and all that. And we're going to be using that clip whenever Michael gets it, even though he sent it to you early this morning. There he goes. Smitty says the MVP award is a regular season award, but the individual MVP resume are built in the postseason. Well, yeah, what I'm talking about, too, is like this is the revenge moment for those guys that feel like they were snubbed in the MVP, not just the trophy, but the actual conversation. So if I'm Anthony Edwards, I'm like, I'm not going to win it, but I wasn't even talked about in it. I mean, it was Luka, Shea, Joker, and Wimby this year. I mean, to me, it's got to be Joker, yes, because he led in two of the major categories, two of the three major categories that we really like to pay attention to in the MVP running. Now, I'm looking at this going, Luka led the league in points per game. Joker led the league in rebounds per game. Joker led the league in assists per game. Wemby led the league in blocks per game. And Usar Thompson led the league in steals per game. Shea's not leading in any of those categories yet. He is, like, hands down favorite to win the MVP. I don't know what goes into the MVP voting. Mike, let me ask you a question. Do you have anybody in the whole show pressure cooker, by the way, since we're here?
I have Comcast in the whole show pressure cooker. I mean, they're slowly dying, and like you got to get ABC up.
So that, because that if it sucks. If
you're going to send a lot of people to Prime.
Yeah, I was lucky because I had DirecTV when all the altitude stuff was going on, and DirecTV was the first one to kind of cross over with them. So I didn't have to miss many, and I had to watch some games that were not exactly street legal. Let's just say that. Not exactly street legal. And it was weird, and I felt weird about it. Waited for a virus. Not that it was illegal, but it wasn't street legal.
Yeah, are you talking about there's a website for the NHL?
I don't know.
I think it's NHL.something.ir, which is no. From Iran.
Somebody had posted on I was in a Nuggets group on social media. And somebody posted a link and everyone was commenting and said it was safe. Don't worry about it, but this is how you can watch all the games. Mike, you know me. I'm a pretty big Nuggets fan, right? Fair to say. So at that point, I'm like desperation settling because I like to watch every game. I enjoy watching every game. So missing one or two games is like, not fun. So I click the link, watch the game, and it's from wherever they are. Like, I think they were a road game, so I was just watching like their broadcast. There's no commercials, so they just leave the thing on the whole time, and you just watch whatever they do during the timeouts and stuff.
Sounds like the one I just mentioned. It did get taken down.
I haven't checked.
So it went back up on a different website. But .ir is Iran's. So you've got to be careful with some of those.
Yeah, I'm surprised
maybe use,
I didn't.
Like a completely separate computer that you don't
bank
on.
I used my iPad, and I never really used my iPad. So I used that, and it was only for like four games because the Comcast altitude thing crossed over pretty quickly, I think. It wasn't that many games.
Well, that's good. I hope your virus checker was up to date.
I don't know, but that was years ago. So we're just going to assume that no news is good news at this point. Okay, so there you go. I forgot where I was going to go with my question now. You took me onto a different planet. You're putting Comcast in the pressure cooker. Good. Or ABC. Is it on Comcast or is it on ABC?
It's on both because it's a negotiating thing. Same thing happened with NBC and whatever provider I had on the internets. And the provider I had on the internets did not want to carry NBC because NBC wanted to have all their dumb MSNBC and non-sports channels on there. And
gotcha.
The internet provider that I had was like, no, we're not carrying that. We're just carrying all the sports that you want to watch.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. Hopefully it gets sorted out. Brady, he said, Chris says, Brady, I said it last year. MVP is a Your Turn award. This year is Wemby. Also, ABC is on antenna. So he says antenna is the cheaper way to go.
I mean, if you have a TV that has an antenna, you have an antenna on your roof, go for it.
Go for it, yeah. There you go. Sometimes the old ways are the best ways. Michael, the old ways. Do you like the NBA MVP game minimum rule? Basically
yes.
Saying a player has to play 65 games at least to be considered in the running for MVP.
Yes.
I do too. Why is everyone flipping out about this rule suddenly?
Because this guy has a bunch of stats. It's like
because Luka's leading the league in scoring and he only played in 64 games, so he is not even in the running. Anthony Edwards, who I just mentioned, is not in the running. Cade Cunningham, who's a very good player, is not in the running, but he also averaged 23 points per game. I mean, the numbers aren't there. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, well, it's you should have a minimum. It's
yes,
you can have like a really great
run. Should they lower the minimum? Should they lower the minimum to like 60?
No.
65's fine. I don't have an issue with it. Like, Joker had to play last night. Otherwise, he wouldn't even have been eligible. He had to play 15 minutes of basketball last night in a game that really don't think the Nuggets cared if they won or lost. They were more... I don't think they were ducking anybody. I don't. I think they were more concerned with injuries. I honestly think they were more concerned about Aaron Gordon tweaking his hamstring. Lord knows Jamal Murray's had injuries. He stayed pretty clear of that this year. I think they were more concerned about that, and they just said, screw it. Third seed, fourth seed, to us, it doesn't matter, so it's a meaningless game. Kind of like where the Avalanche are, but in obviously a different story, different setup there. I don't have an issue with it. And if Joker wouldn't have played last night, and then suddenly it would have been learned that he actually would have won, I don't care. I just don't care.
Yeah, MVP awards, grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter. Like, what really matters is winning the whole thing.
Dixon says, Luka sat out a game because of too many techs. Sorry, bro. Yeah, I mean, that's, if it's on you, it's on you. I don't... If you miss it because of injuries or you had a technical foul, technical foul is even worse. If you miss the threshold because of that, that's fine. That's on you. Stop getting technicals.
I would like them to lower the minimum for that. Make it 10.
What?
Technical fouls.
What are you saying?
Well, like, lower the minimum of what? If you're going to go all unprofessional on the court and be an idiot, like, make him miss more games.
So you're just saying he should have missed more games because he had a 16th technical foul or whatever, and that's the limit. And you start missing games if you get to that point.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about team technical fouls where they accidentally put a zero. They don't put a zero in front of the one or something in their score sheet, and so someone gets to shoot a technical foul at the beginning of the game.
Where are you going here?
I don't know.
What are you saying? What are you doing?
Well, no, that happens. That happens.
I don't know
where
what you're saying.
They make a mistake in the score sheet, and then they get a technical foul.
I don't know what you're saying about, like, I don't know what you're doing from any of this. From the beginning, you said, I think they should lower it 10 games. What does that mean?
Well, 10 technical fouls.
For what?
And then you get suspended.
For a game? If you have 10 technical fouls, you get suspended for a game? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just don't put up those shenanigans.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, start suspending people for flopping.
I don't like where you're taking this. You sound like you're 97 years old. I don't think you should be suspended for flopping. I think you should ultimately get a technical for flopping, but you shouldn't be suspended for flopping.
You want to hear my solution for flopping in soccer?
Not really.
Okay.
That was easy. Moving on. Eastside Chris, I believe Michael Jordan played 82 at age 40 and bad knees. I mean, listen, I know. It's a different time. It just is what it is. I can't... I get you, and I feel the same way, kind of, but I also feel... I get why coaches don't play guys through stuff now. I get why guys say, I'm not playing Aaron Gordon in this game last night, when it doesn't mean anything, because I don't want to risk a hamstring injury. But then, you know, like you said, Chris just said, Jordan played all 82. I don't know why things changed and why coaches suddenly a light went on and it's like, let's not overuse guys. It is strategy. Some people call it soft. I can kind of call it strategy. Faith says we're still waiting for Michael's solution to college football playoffs. LOL. Yeah. You got a plan for flopping in soccer, apparently, because you've been paying attention to that. Yet you can't give us your dumb little playoff or your whatever your college football thing, your plan to fix college football. People are waiting for this, man.
Well, the soccer thing was one of those shower thoughts where you're doing random mundane stuff, and then you're like, you let your mind wander and come up with ideas.
So while you were in the shower, you were thinking of flopping in soccer.
Yeah, to get rid of flopping.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay, so if some guy flops, you can, and he gets that red card that the referee pulls out.
Yeah.
You just get a bunch of, like, security guards.
Okay.
And, like, they have to chase him around. And if they catch him, they're allowed to beat up on that injured leg. So he has a real injury.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Why?
But if after like a certain period of time he gets away, then it's a punishment on the other team.
And you feel like this is a realistic thing that you're saying that could happen.
This
sounds
would
pretty
never
illegal,
happen, but it would
illegal
be cool.
To me, like a bad movie, like Hunger Games or something is where you're going.
Well, soccer deserves it.
I don't like how you say those things. I'm not even that big of a soccer fan, but when you say things like that, it makes me, all I want to do is talk soccer. Quick.
It wouldn't make
Hooligans,
soccer actually Hooligans interesting.
Give
I might
me,
watch a soccer game.
Hooligans, give me soccer notes. I want to talk soccer right now. Dixon says the wrong number thing is not a personal tech. It's a team tech thing. Yeah. Has Michael been drinking is what Dixon would like to know.
That's why I said that doesn't count.
Have you been drinking?
I just had some water.
Yeah. Is there something stronger in that? Because I'm having a hard time.
Unless there's something from the fridge that's, you know, alcoholic.
I don't know.
Maybe we need to call Paul the water man.
Your co-host is off the rails today, says Smitty. Yes. Today? I don't even know what just happened. I ask about a league minimum thing on MVP voting, and he's like, they should reduce it 10, and the Luka, the technicals, the give him 10. And I was thinking about how you suspend soccer players for flopping while I was in the shower this morning, and I think we should chase them around with security guards, beat the hell out of them. Basically what I heard. That is what I heard from that whole thing that you just did.
With interruptions from you. But.
Because I'm trying to save you from yourself. I know where you're going to go, and it's not somewhere good. But I could tell it was like an earworm thing. You wanted to get that out of your brain and say it out loud. And I went there with you, and then the more you talked, I interrupt. People ask, why do you interrupt Michael so much? Because I'm trying to save you from the bad things he says. Oh, crap, I thought what he was saying was bad. No, you haven't really heard anything yet. That's why I save you from this. I keep you guys from hearing the really weird, weird stuff that I have to hear 90% of the time. That is one demerit. One
demerit
strike.
Demerit Thomas.
Yeah. That's two now. You're like a vampire. I have to protect. I'm like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you're a vampire. That's what I have to protect this world from you.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about
soccer.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, or the TV show?
It doesn't need any further elaborate. We know they're the same thing.
Or the comic spinoffs.
John Fort Football, Brady and Micah, Messi will be in Denver on Saturday with Miami. Is Micah watching the game? I hope so. You should watch the game.
I don't know what the hell that means.
Like one of the biggest athletes in the history of the world. Faith, just
What's
give
a
him a Monday segment. Michael's Monday Mania. He gets 5 minutes to let all his thoughts out, and then he's done for the week. LOL.
My thoughts just pop randomly into
my head. Gave you 5 minutes of talk time right now, do you think you could do it? What would that look like? What would 5 minutes of talk time look like for you?
You mean sound like?
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be on a daily basis. It hurts me to come to work. I sit in my car and cry for 15 minutes before I get out when I see that scooter arrived. And I thought maybe by some miracle he got a job at that donut place downtown. But no.
There's a donut place downtown?
Yeah, you should put a job application in.
Can we move back downtown?
They give you free Legos for just putting in a job application. So
I would love to work at the Lego store.
No, it's not. Faith, if he doesn't know Messi, then he is never allowed to talk soccer again. Faith, this is what I say to him all the time when he starts coming in saying the NBA doesn't play defense. And I say, well, watch a game. And he won't. He won't do it. But that's the world we live in. That's why it scares me when Michael says things like the Nuggets are going to sweep the Timberwolves. That's based on absolutely nothing. It's based on absolutely nothing. Are you actually going to watch on Saturday? Will you watch the Nuggets in a playoff game on Saturday at 1:30?
I don't know. It depends. I may have a family thing.
Okay.
My nephew has a flag football game, and I want to watch that.
You want to watch that. It's not just because it's family. Like, you want to watch flag football.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I love spending time with my family.
But if it was anything, though, you'd watch, right? It's not because it's flag football. You're not, like, excited to watch flag football.
I am excited to watch flag football.
So suddenly,
especially if it was my nephew on the team.
What about if your doesn't your niece play soccer?
No, no, she's a good person.
None of them have ever played soccer?
I mean, my nephew played soccer when he was five, but then he turned into a you know, a human being.
I just think people, yeah, Dixon, is Michael the boss's son? I don't know. Maybe. Like, when you say soccer's dumb, I mean, you seriously, it's like, you sound like when we were in third grade. It's the soccer's dumb. I don't like it. I don't like this. I don't like that. Nobody cares. Faith says you can't be on a sports show and not watch sports other than the Broncos. I've tried, Faith. I try. He didn't watch the Avalanche Stars game. It was one of the, like, most highly rated regular season games of the year this year. I couldn't get him to watch that, and he's a so-called Avalanche fan. And we can't. And I had to watch. I was watching Nuggets Spurs, thinking Michael would watch Avs for us and give us his dynamic take of what went down in the game. But you got caught up. You couldn't watch it. That's sad. Care to comment?
Yes, I do care.
Okay, go ahead.
That was my comment.
Okay. 26 minutes after the hour. Is the donut place hiring? Is it really? Maybe so. Yeah. Is Michael the boss's son? That's a good one. We'll take a short break here. Let me just regather here, because a quick question of should the NBA MVP game minimum go down led us to beating up soccer players somehow. That's where it took us. Wow. Let's take a break. It's the whole show. Presented by Mosquito Joe. For now, we'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
All right, mailbag here. I'm stealing Kevin Lytle's term. We had a lot of texts I want to get to. He said, Chris, did Michael ask Coach Mora who his favorite NFL team was? Did you talk to... You weren't really supposed to talk. You had a two-word minimum that you were supposed to say.
Well, you didn't give me any rules, but the only question I asked him was, how are you?
That's professional. It's more than the two words, but I'll allow it. I'm surprised you didn't say, go dogs. Because he's a Husky.
Well, he sensed the purple aura.
Yeah, and he's like, man, I went to the school that guy likes. Yikes. Should have transferred. Is it too late? John Fort Comedy. This bit is better than Abbott and Costello routine ever. It's not a bit, though. That's the thing. It's not a bit. This is a reality. This is a reality. This is the worst reality television show you could ever hear. I promise. Cullahoma. I think it's partly my fault. I mentioned raccoon brains to Michael when I picked up the Big City Roadhouse gift card and threw him off a bit. Do you recall this?
He did mention raccoon brains, yes.
Faith, there's a new ice cream shop opening downtown that is hiring. We'd be sad without Michael's randomness every day, though.
Wait, tell me more about this ice cream shop.
I don't think anyone would want you to serve them ice cream.
So I could have ice cream and popcorn and a comic.
Dixon has a sensible take here that he wants to use it to replace you. I think players should have to play in 75% of the games, which would be 61.5 right now. With teams clinching spots early and not wanting to play stars, the last couple of games I could see pretending the last two games don't count. So based on an 80-game season, 60 games played seems like a good number. That said, when do I become the new co-host? Because that is a sensible take. Again, job application, fill it out. Just be a person. That's all we require. Giving sports takes is fantastic, but just be a human. 60 would be right. I mean, did you get the clip I sent you from Charles Barkley?
Yes.
Let's play that. Here's what Charles Barkley said, and I have some thoughts on it. Here's what Chuck had to say about NBA teams resting their guys.
Let's rest these two guys. Yes. Come on, man. You rest Wemby, maybe. You rest Joker and Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon.
Getting up
Joker. You rest LeBron because he's 102 years old. But all these dudes just sitting out, that's just disrespectful, man.
But you, as he was saying it, you can't rest all these guys. Then he started making sense of it as he's going. You rest Wemby, maybe. Joker, Gordon, Jamal, LeBron. Like, you're suddenly listing all the top players and the reasons why you would do this. I know Michael and I have our disagreements on tanking and stuff, but how about the other way around? You have everything set. You're in the playoffs. You don't really care if you move from third or fourth seed. You're not ducking anybody. So do you have a problem with NBA stars or with coaches sitting their players the last two, maybe three games?
I mean, I'm still not a fan of that.
It's not appealing.
Every game.
Well, but if you roll an ankle, which could happen in basketball pretty easily, you roll an ankle, you could miss at least one game. And that suddenly could throw this whole series for a loop. So I, as a logical sports fan, I get why they do it, and I'm good with it. If I'm like in Michael's little imaginary world of everything's great and everything is awesome, I want my players to play all the time and sports is fun, then I'm kind of mad, especially if I pay to go to that game. If I paid and got tickets, like at the beginning of the season, you bought maybe a package or something, and one of those was, because that was in San Antonio, say you're a Spurs fan, you're like, ooh, I got Spurs and Nuggets. I'm going to Spurs and Nuggets at the end of the season. That's going to be awesome. And then you go, and your star's not playing, and most of their stars aren't playing. It sucks, but I say it, man. Buyer beware. Buyer beware. There we go. That's what I say.
That's just disrespectful, man.
I don't really have pity anymore for fans that say, I bought tickets to go to an NBA game and the superstar didn't play. I feel screwed. It sucks. I get it. But you should know that now. If you listen to the whole show, you should know that. Or any sports show. Or anything sports related. Teams rest guys. It happens in the NFL as well. Teams do it all the time. In fact, NFL, they get flack when they do play their star players in a meaningless game, especially if they get hurt, like the Chargers have done in the recent past.
And then they were ahead 29 points in that game, or maybe it was 19. It was something ridiculous, and then allowed Jacksonville to come back.
Yeah. Dixon says, I think the understanding is you better go early. You better go early in the season. Yeah, you go hard in those first 60 games. That's why, honestly, the season would be ideal to go to 62 or to 72. We'll never get to that. But, yeah, I think that 60 games seems more realistic, especially if we're going to get down to the final. I'm sure Adam Silver's going to be cooking on that. How do we keep teams from not playing their stars the last two games of the season because it's an epidemic and it's killing the NBA. I'm sure that's going to be his next focus, his next topic, is you have to play guys if they're healthy. But like I said last week, you could get away with saying nobody's healthy at this stage in the season. You could get away with that very easily. Smitty texting in, every sport has the same issue. NFL teams rest starters when their playoff slots are secured. MLB teams rest their pitching rotations. NHL teams play their third and fourth lines. Well, like Kyle Freeland was supposed to pitch yesterday, and then I turn on the game, and I'm like, there's no Kyle. That's not Kyle Freeland. That's Hergett. I guess Freeland was just kind of had something going on, some soreness happening. And so it was a quick. Everybody does it. The NBA gets a bad rap for it because the NBA. Think of NBA stars basically like quarterbacks. NBA stars are quarterbacks. You go to a Broncos game. I'm gonna quiz random Broncos fans. Maybe some of them are diehard. Maybe some of them are just Broncos fans. They watch some of the games. If I said Patrick Sertan's out, but Bo Nix is there, and you bought tickets, are you pissed? Oh man, I bought tickets and I don't get to see Patrick Sertan. Most of them aren't. That's not a knock on Patrick Sertan. You are paying to see the quarterback most of the time. and an NBA star is very serious. Oh, okay. Dixon's saying the fans need to go early. Yeah, buy tickets late in the season. You're playing a dangerous game, friendo. But even fans that buy random tickets throughout the season, and then they're pissed because their star's not playing. That's the way this is, man. That's the way it goes. Faith says you should have the expectation that if you get a ticket near the end before a playoff, you should know it's a possibility your player won't play. 100%. I saw so many people complaining about that. Spurs fans, Nuggets fans, whatever, just saying, you know, you pay to go to those games and the stars aren't playing in them. You just slap the fans in the face. I'll tell you what a bigger slap in the face would be if Wimby rolls out there, plays the first half, and goes up and comes down on his ankle and rolls it. And then he's questionable for your first handful of games. Eastside Chris texting, and I'll bet owners don't drop ticket prices for teams who tank or rest. No, and that, you know, it'd be nice if you hooked fans up. Hey, you know, you bought tickets and no Wimby tonight. We're doing free bobbleheads. I don't know. Texter, heck, baseball and basketball play a zillion games. No one is 100% healthy at the end. Hockey, too. Yeah, it's just the way it goes. It's all sports. I don't have an issue. I somewhat had an issue with the Nuggets on Friday because I was like, I wanted them to go for the third seed. And when they're resting guys Friday, I was like, oh, great. But they won. And then Sunday, I was kind of to the point where I didn't have energy on it. Okay, Adelman is sending a message. We don't care if it's Houston. We don't care if it's Minnesota. We're going to play, and we'll throw Joker out there first 15 just in case there's an off chance he wins MVP. He won't be disqualified because of that, and I won't go down in history as the coach that didn't play Joker and get him his fourth MVP. That was smart. You don't want to be that coach because you're going to have so many Nuggets fans pissed off. If you find out later the voting came down and it was Shea, but Joker would have actually won because there were more people leaning toward Joker, and you find out it was because he didn't meet his threshold, you would forever be pissed off at David Adelman for that, even though Joker would be the first to tell you, no, I don't care, even though he wants to play. Yes, Michael.
I feel like tanking in the NBA, resting your players in the NBA, which I think is different than tanking. So resting your players in the NBA is different than resting your players in the NFL. In the NBA, you have like those five guys, and you usually have that one or two guys. And if that one or two guys or both is being rested, that's your team. That's like everybody loves those guys. So it's different. In the NFL, you have so many different guys who can be your favorite player. You have a couple of wide receivers.
Most
you have the quarterback.
Guys, most of the time, if you have a franchise quarterback, most of the time that quarterback is the most popular guy on that team.
Yeah, but then you have a lot of people, they just follow the wide receiver. A lot of
sure,
people, they
yes.
just love defense.
But if you took like a random poll, you would get more people say that they're fans of Bo Nix more than anybody else on that team.
I think it's different. And it's not, I'm not saying it's better or worse. I just think it's different. You're probably going to have less people complaining about it in the NFL because you have more players to choose from.
I think in the NFL and those that are complaining about it, the NBA aren't really paying attention either, though. Because if you're complaining about it last night or Friday night, or if you're a Spurs fan and you're complaining about Wimby being out, okay, you're kind of like, well, the Spurs could have kept the Nuggets out, and so they wouldn't have to face, because now the Spurs, if they want to win a title, they got to get through the Nuggets, and they got to get through the Oklahoma City Thunder. So the Spurs fans were pissed because they're like, dude, we could have knocked the Nuggets far away, so we wouldn't have to face both. They don't want to face both. The Spurs don't. So there's reasoning behind both of it. 43 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Renaissance Insurance Group. You guys hear me talk about them all the time. They're also proud sponsors of the Two Man Game podcast that I do with UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld and Larimer County. They're also the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. You're a fan of the show. You're a fan of what we do here. I'm a big fan of Ryan Hicks at Renaissance Insurance. Call him. Tell him you heard about him here. If you're in the market, if you're thinking of making a change when it comes to your insurance or insuring something new, Renaissance Insurance is the one to call. 970-674-8825. Eastside Chris texting in, will Micah rest when the Radio Sports Awards are close to selection since he is producer of the year? Haven't you been resting the whole year?
I never rest.
You, well, yeah, I guess so.
And I never flop.
No comment. Yeah, there we go. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I am so pumped. I don't like day games though. I gotta dig this stat up. Nuggets during the day. I gotta look this up, Mike. We'll look this up for tomorrow's show, okay? Because I feel like day games just aren't great for Denver. They're not great. And it's just a feel thing from watching so many games. I just always feel like when they have an early game, I usually am sad the rest of the day.
Great for the Broncos, not great for the Nuggets.
Not great for the Nuggets. I want to get into that stat. But how are we feeling? You know, tomorrow I'm going to start getting into it. The matchups. How's this thing going to go down? Because you can bet, I said this, Dixon, you remember, watch AG. AG's going to be on Ant-Man a little bit. A little bit. AG can guard anybody. That could be the matchup to watch. There is a key player, though, and I think it's going to be Jamal Murray. Joker's going to do Joker things. Jamal Murray's got to be special. Absolutely freaking special. What do we learn coming up next?
Hear the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Mike, what do we learn today? We didn't have a lot of time. But what do we learn? We learned who the Nuggets are taking on. And we learned that David Roddy still has a lot left, man. I want to see Roddy, whether it's for the Nuggets next year, because I don't think he's actually eligible to play with the Nuggets this year. I want to see this guy get meaningful minutes again. I want to see another shot of, like, meaningful gameplay for him. And I hope it's for the Nuggets next year. I really do. I would love to see him get more time with Denver. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned that ABC and Comcast are in a peeing match, and I don't like that. I hate it when they do that.
You're really upset about this thing, huh?
I am. It really pisses me off. The same thing happened to me with NBC, and I couldn't watch a lot of coverage of games I wanted to see.
Sometimes. I mean, it's how it goes nowadays, it seems like. All right, that'll do it for us. We're back at it on a Tuesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.